what's your name again?
Jack.
Jack. And you rent, right?
Yeah, I rent.
Yeah.
Right now. Definitely.
And you're an artist?
Yeah, I sell in the square.
Yeah.
Jackson Square.
And what was your experience through this whole...
Well, I didn't have a whole lot of direct experience with the flood. I left before it happened.
Uh-huh.
I've stayed away a long time. I don't drive, so
okay.
I got a ride to Austin, Texas, and stayed there until I could get a ride back,
uh-huh.
Which was just about a week ago.
Wow.
So direct experience with the flood, I don't really have any
did
to
you,
speak of.
Did you leave because of the flood, though?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so you had you
and
had
in the year I was
split.
Well, yeah, in the
that
year
was
I was
a hurricane, right?
I'm sorry.
We didn't know
about
that's exactly
flood.
Right. Yeah. We didn't know the flood was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, sorry.
But there were, in the year that I was living here previous to this hurricane, I got here in September of 2004, Mayor Nagin got on radio and television at least once in the year that I was living here before the hurricane, and I think two or three times, but at least once, and said, if you can leave, leave. Because this is going to be big. It looks probable that this is the one we've all feared. No. The same things that they were saying prior to Katrina. But everybody on my street didn't leave and laughed. And I mean, I hadn't lived in the city that long, and so I went around and asked my neighbors, what are you going to do? And they said, we're not going to do anything. We never do anything. They come on several times a year and they say, leave. And most of these people have wage labor jobs. They couldn't take 3 days off because they would come back to find that they'd been replaced. They didn't have any kind of job security. These are working class people. So they told me that they weren't leaving and that they never left. And so the first time or the first several times that I was living here that the mayor said it would be good to evacuate, I didn't go. And this time, someone called me up and said, I'm leaving, and you can leave with me if you want.
That's what happened with my roommate.
Yeah.
He knew that he was going to stay, and then he changed his mind.
Right.
When it got this serious.
So the time that someone actually, so the time that an opportunity to leave the city and evacuate landed in my lap was the time that it proved expedient to do so, which is good.
Wow. Wow.
But I think what you were saying before about the media... and about people who have a direct experience of an event and then have the opportunity to simultaneously view the media's portrait of the event, that's always an epiphany, I think. If you can actually live an event and then see the event covered by the media, you can see how misconstrued many events can be.
As I would tell these people, I'm not a native here, but they are. I can tell by the way they talk, and I'd say, put on 870, you'll hear people that sound like you, not like me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And 870's been around forever, but they might not have listened to it. Some of them did. Some of them already knew.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the, these are some of these people, I'm sure, when they saw News Corp or Disney or... Time
CNN,
Warner's coverage
yeah.
of events, they thought that was the reality.